Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
I'd like to end this series of discussion on debt to start by sharing you crucial preparations you have to make before you take the first step. Why I have to say this is that I wouldn't want you to start and it will become dead on arrival. I wouldn't want you to start and you cannot continue. I wouldn't want you to start and the start will bring shame to you. I wouldn't want you to start and it will become a source of disgrace and embarrassment to you and your family. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, that's why I want to show you crucial preparations you have to make before you start out. There's something I want to help you see first. There's a statement Jesus Christ made about a man that wants to build a tower. He said, who is it that wants to build a tower without first sitting down to count? It's when you sit down to count, you check, okay, can I sustain this? Can I do this? Can we not do this? Is it possible? Do we have the resources to start, to continue? And, you know, you take time to check what you are doing. Now, that is very important, and you should do it. What I emphasized in the last episode is that you don't have to wait until everything is perfectly perfect. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't have to wait until everything is perfect for you to take the first step. That's why I said that once you're able to take the first step, what they call it in physics is that you have been able to overcome the force of inertia. That is the resistance to take the first step. And when you do that, you have to overcome another force, which is a force to be able to stop when you have started. A case in point is that when you put a ball on a wedge or on a hilly area, once you keep it there and start rolling, you have to put force to stop it. And I say, once you can take the first step to start your career is on a downward spiral, kind of. It begins to roll. It takes a lot of effort for you to stop it. Once you can take the first step to write your first blog post, take the first step to start off that NGO, take the first step to start your business, what you can do is just to make sure that it's moving in the right direction and not trying to force it to start. Do you understand what I'm saying? My emphasis today is that before you even take the first step, there are crucial preparations you have to make. It does not mean everything has to be perfect. It just means that you should have the basic that is required for you to sustain it while it lasts. It means you have the basic information, basic training, basic skill required to make sure that whatever thing you are starting out thrives. Now, one reason why you must go prepared is this. Nobody gets any result in life by chance. You must be prepared for you to get any outstanding results in this life. That's why they say, who fails to prepare has prepared to fail. Now, you must go what? Prepared. In the last episode, you have discovered that, oh, you have a passion, you want all the gears to be responsible. That's fantastic. But my sister, if you don't have the capacity to communicate that thing, you don't have the capacity to communicate to them that they should be responsible. If you don't have the ability to teach them how to be responsible, then you are not yet prepared to start. You have to make it a point of duty to settle down and learn how to communicate your point. If you want to put it in writing, you also have to learn some crucial writing skills. These are basic things you have to get. They are just indispensable. If you don't have them, you don't have a starting point. I mean, you should have a starting point for you to be able to start. And you want to start a business, you can't just start a business and you know nothing about marketing, you know nothing about managing your account, you know nothing about customer relation. It is not done anywhere. You should learn these basic things. Of course, I'm not trying to say you have to go to Harvard Business School to get a degree. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you can settle down with your phone, for instance, and read. Go on Google and just type customer relationship. You will see thousands of information. Click the first five, read them. When you can read these ones, you have the basic idea of what customer relationship is. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you know, these days that some network services are dashing people data. Let me just give you practical advice. Anything you want to learn in this life, whether it's good or bad, I'm not telling you to go and learn bad things. I'm just telling you that anything at all you want to learn, turn on your data, go on YouTube, type how to put icing on cake, for instance. I mean, you notice that your passion is to make cake. That's what you want to do as a business. And you have not learned how to put icing on cake. My sister, my brother, you have to go and learn it. And you don't have to pay 1 million naira to learn it. Of course, if you can pay people, a lot of times live training is better than having to learn that way. But if you don't have the resources, but you have a smartphone and you can subscribe for data, go on YouTube. You will find five minute videos. Listen to the first five. After listening to the first five, you hear people teach you the same thing from different people. It's just like going to five classes on the same subject. They will teach you this thing so well, you learn it, you can put it to practice. I have learned a whole lot not by going to any class, but by settling down to read. And sorry, if you're a young person, let me just tell you this on a very serious note. Something tells me you are very unserious with your life if you don't spend the bulk of your time learning. I mean, what are you doing? I tell my friends this, and they laugh when I say it. I say, right now, no woman disturbs me at night. I'm not saying to say that married people get disturbed. The fact that I'm not married affords me the luxury to take time and read. And after reading, if I can't read again, I lie down to digest what I've read. That gives me enough time that if I go out now with my bag, for instance, and I get to a friend's house, you say, Joe, there's something I want to teach you. I won't start saying, oh, I need to take permission from my wife so that I'm not coming home that night. I will simply drop my bag and say, bros, let's start the class. Of course, he can teach me throughout the night. The following day, I go home in the morning. This is exactly what I do because I have this privilege of not being married. I'm not saying marriage is a bad thing. I'm saying that when you're not married, there are things that married people can't get that you have. And one of them is opportunity to learn. And I say, please spend your time to learn to before you start. Spend your time to deck your head with knowledge. Spend your time to deck your hands with skill. Once you have been able to do this, then you can take the first step. I want to talk more again about this business stuff. There are basic information you need to know about business. And I said, there are millions of information that you can find on the web that are completely free. You can listen to podcasts, you can watch videos, you can download free books, you can read free articles to get yourself learned. You get the basic preparations you need to start off anything in life. Remember, my focus is this. If you are not prepared and you try to start, you only realize that you are only on a suicide mission because you start out that thing, you can't sustain it. You start it up, you can't make any meaningful thing out of it. So please take your time to learn. Before estrellabroji.com, I read different bloggers in Nigeria. There's interviews. I mean, I tried to understand, okay, what do these people do? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? And even till today, I still go on the web to learn. Sometimes I settle down and ask myself, how do I write better introductions? I settle down and writing better introduction on Google. You know, you start reading materials, people show you different ways to do it. After learning that one, your writing skill improves. That is the way it works. For every single thing you want to start, you are trying to do, you need to settle down and learn. And this is another important thing about learning. You can go to those who know how to do these things and learn from them. Some of them will volunteer to do it for you for free, but if they ask you for money, please pay them. I can almost say with certainty, you're going to get 2 times, if not 10 times, more than what you're even paying to them to get what they're getting. Do you understand what I'm saying? Once you have been able to learn that thing, I mean, you apply it in your business, apply it in whatever thing you are doing, you get better at your work. Before I round up, I'd like to tell you something about me. I noticed I like to talk right from when I was 17. I like to write around that same time. Okay, I think when I was in 16 or 15. But I couldn't do all of this. I was in secondary school then. But what I did was, anytime I find book or writing, I read them. Anything about talking, I read. I was just reading generally. Now, when it got to the point where I had a computer, I noticed that you can also learn on YouTube. So I started learning how to record my voice, edit it. I learned how to do sound editing when I was in undergraduate for some reasons. I was in a fellowship and had to do messages and all that. I was interested because of this is what I want to do. As soon as I was armed with this skill, I created my blog myself. I managed it myself. I can create social media accounts, do this thing myself. That makes it easy for me to even start doing this. Eventually, I have to employ people to do some of these things. But now that you can't employ people, you need to get the basic information. You are starting a business. You may not be able to do accounting. Go and learn the basic accounting. When it becomes complex, you cannot hire a chartered accountant. That's the way these things work. What's the point of me today? You can't start anything without being prepared. You have to go for the basic skill, basic training, and when you have been able to get this thing, you start on a very good note. You start prepared. And of course, you start with a very good chance of being able to make something out of whatever thing you are doing. Again, I want to tell you, there's something inside you that the world needs. You have to take steps to bring it to reality. Eventually, this is what happens in life. When you give, Jesus Christ said, it shall be given unto you. When you begin to give cake, money will be given back to you. Good measure, shaking together and running over. When you begin to give your sports skill, it will be given back to you. When you begin to give your any skill, any talent you have, give it out to the world, they will give back to you. Good measure, shaking together and running over. And very importantly, the world gets better because you dare to take a step to start out that thing that only you can start.
For tuning in for this episode of Brojid Step Up, brought to you by Brojid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at brojidworld. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.